professional, affordable, and comfortable experience for years to come. We honor Medicaid and all forms of insurance and are located at 1200 South Wadsworth Boulevard in Lakewood, Colorado. Please call us at 303-733-7533 to schedule your appointment today. And be sure to visit our website at www.EfrenMartinezDDS.com. Se habla español.
Words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through 1 year of World Poetry Open Mic. Welcome to our anniversary show. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill. Sitting next to me, the usual suspect, Mr. Mike Lomidy.
By that, you mean I'm the person that you blame for everything, right?
Yeah, usually. That's how it works. We are not haunted tonight.
We're not haunted.
The Phantom is haunting warmer climes out in a little slice of paradise called Santa Cruz.
You know, and we would feel sad, but in reality, she's in a better place.
She is in a better place.
That's a horrible thing to say. Well, I guess it's not a horrible thing to say, but
where is she right now?
Santa Cruz, California.
She's in Santa Cruz. Come on, people.
She is in a better place.
Well, I don't know about better.
I've lived both places. I know.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I thought better is subjective.
Oh. So, and then, of course, filling in on all things technical and doing a mighty fine job given all the circumstances he's been dealt this week, the nine-thumbed half-scratch.
Thank you.
It's really a story of just perseverance and overcoming obstacles.
Well,
that's
our story for doing the show, isn't it?
It's true.
It's called the couch.
That's the
obstacle I had to overcome this week was the couch.
Yes. The leather one at your psychologist's office?
No. The comfy one in my front room while I was hacking up a lung or two.
Oh, that's not good. You know, this week, I had kind of a thing happen. I don't know if I told you guys really about this. But I was in my car going 65 miles an hour on a highway, and my brakes stopped working.
What?
Yeah. And so I was hurtling along towards a certain death, a certain doom. And I remembered I had to do the show on Friday night. And somehow, miraculously, my car, I'm not kidding, floated and parked itself where I needed to go.
Nice.
And somehow I ended up stopping the car and steering it, and getting it there. And everything's good. Everything's good. No one got hurt.
That's the story of our show, too.
No one gets hurt, but man, it looks like it's going to happen.
It does look like it's going to happen.
It's like, well, you know, there's like a 1% chance this isn't going to be terrible, and somehow it keeps ending up being that 1%.
Exactly. All right, so we do need to pay some bills. I do want to let you know we're being brought to you this hour by Essex Motors. Contact Mike or Ray at 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado. And you can call them 303-678-0300 or just check them out online at essexmotorsllc.com. Also by drinkbodyarmor.com. Check them out for the most potent sports drink you can get. It's got, twice the polyphenols as a normal drink. It's got vitamins A, C, and E. Twice the potassium as a banana. It's really good, but it really cranks you up.
It's very potent. If it was a human, it would be Genghis Khan.
Exactly. It's the Genghis Khan of sport drinks. Check out the super team at drinkbodyarmor.com. and I do want to cover our rules. We do poetry here, as well as many other things. We want 1 to 3 minute long poetry. We want it clean of the F-bomb. That's pretty much, well, that and hate speech are the two things that'll get you kicked off
the
show.
Yeah, I mean, if it's really, really aggressive, you know, and hate speech and all that, you are off the air.
You're off the air, and we've put the board monkey in control of that. Now, I just want to cover this before we go to the callers. A year ago tonight, we were sitting in these same spots, and I was panicking going, how the heck are we going to fill an hour? And now an hour just scoots by, and we don't have to, I mean, we do a lot, but I mean, the callers carry us.
It's true, and you know what else? I was telling you a little bit before the show, the interesting thing that's happened since last year is now what we do on the show has started bleeding over to everyday life now. Like, yeah. I found myself on Saturday sharing poetry and hearing poetry in person with a group of people around me that just happened spontaneously. And it was almost like it was exactly like the show, only in real life, and it just sprung up.
Like a spontaneous poetry.
Real life as opposed to this real life.
Well, you know what I'm saying. It's not just only in the studio.
Outside of the studio.
It just kind of happens now. Right. That's really interesting. It's happened over the last year.
And talk about someone that really just leads our night off in a great way. Please welcome, from Pennsylvania, Ellie.
Hi, J. Todd. Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I've been looking forward to tonight so much. I wish I could be there in person. It would have been so much fun to do that.
You know, maybe next anniversary. Tonight we're going to roll into this place called the Celtic Tavern and do a little celebrating after the show. Maybe next year we can include as many poets to come do it live, you know?
Oh, that would be amazing. Amazing. But happy anniversary to everybody. JT, Michael, Phantom.
Happy anniversary to you, Ellie.
Thank you. You guys are just fabulous. That a whole year of this magic going on. I just can't thank you enough for all that you do.
It's only magical because of you callers calling us and sharing your great poetry. I do want to let you know Phantom's not here tonight. She's haunting Better Climbs.
Oh, well, I'll miss hearing her tonight. I bet is she able to listen in?
I think she is listening. I do want to tell her that all of us here at the show love her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely tell her. Well, I've got a poem that I wrote especially for this anniversary night, and it's called World Poetry Open Mic Forever.
Okay.
Here we go. Poetry from the poet's heart and soul, poetry from around the world, gained new and glorious depth of meaning when World Poetry Open Mic was born. 1 year ago, Friday night, shone poetic magic. J. Todd's dream was born, and he became our magician, charming us with his warm and tender heart, surrounding each poet with his confidence in us. Our wonderful J.T., the haiku master, answers the phone, opening the mystic door of the kingdom of the spoken word. So lovely to hear his voice each Friday night. And dearest Michael waves his magic wand of brilliant humor. And we are all transported to Denver, Colorado's KZKO radio as he reads with his seductive voice the brilliant poetry sent in by so many poets. Silky, sweet, gentle voice of our fairy queen of poetry, the Phantom beckons and enchants us. We are family. Though we have never met, our hearts are one and ever will be. Not just another magical Friday night. 1 year of magical Friday nights. Happy anniversary, World Poetry Open Mic.
Nice.
Ellie, thank you. That was great.
You're welcome.
Oh, Ellie, you're welcome. I'm blushing. JT was blushing when you mentioned him. It was great.
No, thank you, guys. Well, it's up there on the poetry site for you to see and take a look at and all that, and for everybody else to see, and hopefully encourage more poets to call in.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
And join in with the magic of you guys.
And if any of our listeners haven't caught on, this is Ellie Lejeune from All Poetry. So if you go out to allpoetry.com, look up Ellie Lejeune, you'll be able to find that poem and many, many other great poems by Ellie posted there.
All right. Thank you, J. Todd. You guys have a good night, and I'll be listening, and God bless you all.
Excellent. Thank you, Ellie. We love you very much.
We love you, too. I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. I'm almost able to say that number without looking at the sign. It's been a year, man.
I
don't know.
I can do it with it. I did it the first night without looking at it. It kind of blew your mind.
I'm going to try this right now, okay? Right. 303-386-3598.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Powerful.
Powerful. It only took me 49 times.
49 shows to get it down. It took me like 10 minutes to sit and go, oh, okay.
I'm usually pretty good with pneumatics, too. But.
There you go. So this week was eventful for me, too. Since we started the show, we saw it kind of careening out of control, getting beyond us. So I wanted to be here a little bit longer to do this show. So I set about losing some weight and lowering my blood pressure, that sort of thing. And the next phase in that plan was to kick the cancer stick habit that I've got. And
I'm a strong supporter of that.
With the help of a cousin out in Nebraska and the shop called the Vapor Store up in Westminster, I was able to get one of these e-cigarettes going. So I'm not smoking anymore. And well, I've had like 4 cigarettes today, so it's cutting way back.
Well, okay, fair, but
yeah. I'm still getting nicotine. I'll dial that back eventually. But I want to remain here for 20, 30 more years doing this show because this is how I feel about the Poets. You guys are all family. I love you all. I want to keep this forum going for you guys.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. Glad to have you around, Mark.
I know, right? I thought I had other business to attend to elsewhere, but that can wait.
You basically have to make sure that the Haiku Master and I don't get ourselves into trouble, which invariably would happen, by the way.
It could happen. Probably would happen.
Actually, with you in the mix, it's probably guaranteed to happen now.
You know, we are this weird antenna of energy that goes on.
We are basically the Beaver and Eddie Haskell put into one.
No.
What?
Our 1 year anniversary show has been invaded by the Empire.
Good evening and congratulations, gentlemen.
Hello.
Happy anniversary to us all.
Thank you, sir.
Happy anniversary to us all. That's a great way to say it.
Because, as Ellie said so eloquently, we haven't met, but we are family.
Yes, we are,
Steve. That is true. Very true.
And one of the things I was thankful for this year at the Thanksgiving table was this strange, wonderful, and dysfunctional family we call World Poetry Open Mic.
I said the same thing at our prayer for Thanksgiving, too. It was really weird. Not dysfunctional, but strange family, yes.
Well, if you notice, the two of us have never been seen at the same place at the same time.
Ooh.
This show could just be one person.
That is the magic of radio.
It is the magic of radio and the magic of changing voices.
Yes.
However, and I do want to let you know, I actually talk over mic a lot, so we can't really do that when you're throwing your voice.
Well, actually, don't be so sure. I know a guy who can do an impersonation of a barbershop quartet.
Ooh.
Okay.
So.
Well, I just want to let you know, in honor of this gala occasion, I am sitting here in white tie and tails.
Nice!
And I'm sure that you are doing the same, and again, it's the magic of radio.
Exactly. Actually, I've got my full-on, like, black tie affair tux on, and I've got a fedora that I'm wearing, and I pretty much look like a hitman.
You do, and I'm wearing a large fox costume. For the anniversary.
There are so many things I could say, but I will just let that go.
All right.
Although I must say I'm very upset that the Phantom is not there to celebrate the occasion, but she is in the granola state, so that is a good thing.
The land of fruits and nuts, but...
Exactly.
That's not Boulder?
Nuts and flakes, but fruits and nuts is okay, too. But if I can just jump ahead, because there are so many people who are going to be calling this evening to offer congratulations and work. I have a new piece called What Is Now Hidden.
All right.
Constrained by secret love, shackled by what yet cannot be, I live a half-life for you. What is now hidden cannot yet be revealed. I make love with your shadow, for I cannot hold you in my arms. I listen to your echo, for I cannot hear your voice. I gaze upon a memory, for I cannot look upon your face. But the day shall come when I am free, and what is now hidden will be revealed. when the love that cannot yet be spoken will be shouted and rejoiced. The day shall come when heart can meet heart, when soul shall meld with soul and skin press upon skin. But until then, what is now hidden cannot be revealed. Until then, I dance with your dream to the silent music of my soul.
Nice.
I really enjoyed that, Steve. That was great.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy anniversary. I mean, it pop off quick because I'm dying to hear all of the great poets coming up.
Oh,
congratulations.
Steve, thank you, and congratulations to all of us. Thanks for calling again, and thanks for being such an amazing supporter of the show.
Exactly.
My pleasure. Bye.
Bye. If you want to call in like Steve, be willing to hold over the break. It's going to be 303-386-3598 is the one you want to call.
That's right. It's 303-386-3598. You can also send in your poetry to worldpoetryopenmic.net. However, we did have our cutoff time at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. We got some great poems we're going to read in a little bit.
Exactly. I do want to take, you said longtime supporter, I do want to take a moment and say hello to probably our longest listener of the show. She's been listening since show one. Her name is Anne. She is a great supporter. She's called in a few times.
That's right.
I just want to give her all the encouragement I can, let her know that we love her.
Very much.
And that the fight she fights is a good fight, and just stick with it. You are an amazing woman, and you're an inspiration to all of us here at World Poetry Open Mic as well.
Also say a quick hello to John, who I believe is listening with her.
Yes. John, thank you. You are an amazing inspiration, too. Strong man. All right, so we're going to go to break. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Get great protection for your wireless devices. Go to mytechdefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. You can choose any design you want, and they will transfer your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at mytechdefense.com or click on the link on kzkoradio.com. Get protected. Tech Defense, protecting MSC every day. Drinking super is essential to performing super, on and off the field. Whatever field you perform on, Body Armor is the drink essential for your prime performance. B vitamins, as much potassium as a banana, antioxidants, and 2.5 times the electrolytes found in the leading sports drink. Body Armor is superior nutrition and hydration. Go to drinkbodyarmor.com to learn more. Drink super with Body Armor.
Yeah, boy! What is this, easy listening night?
Of course it's easy listening.
I'm gonna double bass.
You're Cannibal D, Public Enemy number one. This is
Come on, Mike. You know who this is.
Anthrax with Public Enemy.
With Public Enemy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Here we go again. Oh, yeah. Wow.
So,
that's
going
back to my college show,
yeah.
Brother.
Wow.
Wow.
A public Public Enemy. That was...
That's incredible.
That was Flava Flav, right?
Yeah.
Was in Public Enemy?
Well, Public Enemy.
The big clock?
Yeah.
You know what? I think I'm going to get a wall clock and attach a chain to
it. You know, he's a poet. We should have him do a promo for the show. That'd be
Flava
kind of cool.
Flav. You Flava actually Flav. Want to deal with Flava Flav in
sure,
any way,
not?
Shape, or form.
Sure.
I'll get
really
on
weird,
it.
But we'll go. Hey,
I'll get on it.
That'd be awesome.
Okay.
All right. So, speaking of amazing poets from the East Coast area, we have one online, another really long-time supporter of the show. Please welcome, and he doesn't have a clock on, Mr. Dennis White.
Hello, Jay Todd, Michael, and all that are there. I'm missing the Phantom.
Oh,
but happy,
are.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary to you too, Dennis.
Well, yes, it's been a great year, and I'm looking forward to some more.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So are we.
I have a poem tonight. It's called Celebration 11/28/2013.
Nice.
And it goes like this. In the world of spoken word art, one rising star is set apart. Unique, won't find another like, the World Poetry Open Mic. host J Todd, Michael, Fandom 2. With JT's help, the calls get through. From around the globe, poets call, for this is a poetry free-for-all. With Ellie and Bob, Steve and Tate, all share poems, good and great. Titus, Marie, and our friend Chris. Call when they can. Try not to miss. Individuality's voice, and Anna's too, a favored choice. All share their words for our delight, without stage fright on Friday night. Josephine, Sandra, Raj Kumar, share their poetry from afar. Robin Stratton, Janine Rastel, send in poetry written well. Spoken word art is running free in our collective family. Because of Michael's, J. Todd's vision, and MSE's kind provision, we celebrate 1 year tonight with poets far away and near. With thanks and loyalty, we hike for a world poetry open mic.
Yeah.
Great work, Dennis.
Strong.
I apologize for the many names that I have not included in the poem. I can only put so many in, but as I've learned over the year, every voice is important, and I didn't want to exclude anybody, but it was impossible to name everybody because you have such an outreach and an audience that it would be impossible to name everybody. But all are appreciated.
You know, that's true. We wouldn't be doing this without all the fabulous callers, whether you're a one-time caller, a multi-time caller. Each member of our family brings something to the show that is really the reason why I keep coming back and why I've kept coming back for a year.
Me too. Amen, brother. Well, yes. Thank you. Let the show continue, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much. We love you too, Dennis.
Wow.
All right. If you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now, it's so cool to kind of hear these voices every week. And we were talking before the show. One of the cool things about this show is that we are able to be exposed to new stuff and expose people to new stuff every week. So one thing I'm going to do here is I'm going to read something from one of our supporters, Amanda Norton.
Okay.
This was sent in. And since there's a theme about...
A sort of theme going on.
There's a theme here. This is a short piece. It was sent into worldpoetryopenmic.net in the contact form. If you have a poem you want to have read on the air, just send it there. This is from Amanda Norton. My radio just went statically out of control. Wait a minute. This is crazy. Is that KZKO the vibe I hear with open mic nights that soothe my soul? J. Todd along with Michael and the Bored Monkey, Three Musketeers. Now, if you find yourself in radio static transferred, don't reach to change the channel outright. It's just KZKO and the vibe of poets' systematic words, the finest in radio broadcast on Friday nights. Just call in 303-386-3598. Voice out your poem on air. Don't hesitate.
Nice.
That's from Amanda Norton.
Well sent in written, Amanda.
To worldpoetryopenmic.net and in the contact form.
Nice.
Yeah.
Amanda, great job. From the same general area, calling in from Savannah, please welcome Lewis.
Todd, my brother, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing so good. Thank you for calling our show on our one-year anniversary, brother.
Yes, yes. Good to hear from you, my friend.
Good to hear from you, too. Hey.
Yes, so trying to stay warm out there in the Rockies?
You know, we are trying to stay warm. Actually, it's warming up. It was cold for a while, and then next week we're supposed to have more snow.
I hear you. Right. I've got a little poem for you about what today is and what it should be.
All right.
Black Friday. There is a Black Friday. But why is there no Red and White Friday? Is there a reason? There is a J-shaped candy cane with red striping. This will tell the season. The red stripes speak of the blood the master shed on Golgotha Hill so long ago. The pure Lamb of God went to the cross to die for those chosen that he did love so. To save those chosen from the time before time, when they come under Lucifer the magician's attack, on days such as today, one so obvious, be the love of money, on the Friday, Wall Street, the black. Have a Merry Christmas, my brother, and keep the faith.
Thank you, brother. That was a strong poem. Very thought-provoking.
God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. Thank you for calling our one-year anniversary show.
And happy anniversary, my friend.
Thank you. All right. If you want to call in like Lewis, like Dennis, like Steve, like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. There's so much great stuff going on. You know, one of the things that, I mean, and if you go to our website on worldpoetryupmic.net, there's an open letter there. But I think one of the things that we kind of stand for and we try to be about on the show is it's so easy. Anytime you get online, anytime you turn on the TV, there's so much negative stuff coming at you all the time. And there's always, you know, we're always in some catastrophic thing. Even Thanksgiving somehow turns into reports of Black Friday and people being trampled and hurt and everything. I mean, we can't, it yeah. seems to be, everybody can find a negative spin on things. One of the things I like about the show and what we do here is that we're focusing on, you know, pure expression. And we go through ups and downs together. When one of us has something happen, we all feel it and we all experience it.
Yeah.
And but I love the fact that the community we've built here is and the part of everybody who's listening, you're part of this community, is it's focused on positivity. It's focused on, you know, focusing on something that's positive and beautiful in the world. And I'm one of these crazy people who thinks that while there are always things that are happening, the world is getting better. It actually is getting better.
I got to say it is getting better.
I think so.
You know, there were some dark days there for me, but
yeah,
the world is getting better.
Well, and you know, the thing is that doesn't mean when the world gets better, it doesn't mean that it's never going to be difficult. It will always be difficult. But I think that I think especially when we pay attention to poetry, the more people who can really communicate and we can talk and do this with each other, that it really does open up a lot.
Yeah. So we've got a first time caller. Hey, Robin from Boston. Welcome aboard.
Hi. Thank you very much.
Robin, how are you tonight?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
We're doing really well here. We're enjoying ourselves, and it's actually a strangely nice night here in Denver, Colorado. I'm expecting to be hit by a massive blizzard the moment I walk outside, though. That's Tuesday.
Dear. Oh, well.
So what do you have for us?
I have a poem called I Wish I Could Tell You. I also wanted to wish you a happy anniversary. It's wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You guys are great. You're great. All right, this is a narrative poem called I Wish I Could Tell You. When your mother offered to show me your new house while you were at work, she said, don't tell my daughter, she'd be mad. She'd say the place is messy and that she didn't get a chance to put laundry away or do dishes. I said, maybe we shouldn't go. I don't want to cause any trouble. Your mother said, no, it's fine. I want you to meet their dog, Spencer. I said, I didn't know that Spencer was the dog's name. I thought it was the name of their company. Your mother said she and her husband named the company after the dog. I said, that must be some dog. Your mother told me that Spencer was usually good, but he acted up when he was left alone all day, and that they'd been talking about getting rid of him. So sometimes she'd sneak over and clean up after him before they got home. And so we went to see your new house while you were at work, and I met Spencer. And I wish I could tell you how adorable it was. When we got there, he was on your bed, and in his mouth was your toothbrush. But I promised not to say a word, and your mother rinsed off your toothbrush and put it back in the holder.
Nice, nice.
Well done, Robin. I like it. That's good.
Thanks very much, and happy anniversary. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Robin.
Don't stop calling our show. I enjoyed that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you want to call in like Robin, be willing to hold over the break. You're going to call 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We also
you did
some,
it without looking, too, my brother.
I did. I'm kind of off script, as it were.
Oh, wow.
And now, we'll have some other stuff coming up later on,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So, you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
While worldwide poets run amok, this is a poetic cluster.
Introducing the all-new Slim Ambition 8-Week Total Body Transformation Program. Finally, an answer to losing that fat.
My name is Tammy, and I want to tell you about my total body transformation. Back in January, I started a series of treatments at Slim Ambition. And here I am, 7 months later, 47 pounds lighter, 5 inches smaller around the waist, and 60 points lower in cholesterol. When I first walked into Slim Ambition, I was a little skeptical, but I was proven wrong. Mark and his team are great to work with. The staff is super friendly and so helpful. I knew the program was working when I got to go shopping for a whole new wardrobe twice. What I like best about Slim Ambition is that not only did it transform my body, it transformed my confidence, my health, and my life.
Sign up now for the 8-week body transformation. Get the tools you need to finally succeed. 24 treatments, meal plan, unlimited access to cardio equipment, more importantly, support and accountability to help you reach your ultimate goals. Call today to book your free consultation, 566-7307.
Autos, located at 6570 North Federal Boulevard and 5400 North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Contact Gonzalo for all your auto needs. 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. You can also look at their website, denverautostore.com.
Wow. Reaching deep.
Did Mike request this at one time?
I think he did.
No, I think you mistook my request. I was asking for the little-known B-side Pump Up the Volume by Michael Bolton.
Right!
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I'm really just a fan of the hair, though.
Which hair? Because have you seen him recently?
I'm talking like 90s hair.
Oh, okay.
What would you call it? It was kind of like a mullet, but it was like a fashion mullet.
A fullet.
A fashion mullet? A fullet.
Is that what
wow.
it was?
Yeah.
How does that work?
It's a fashion mullet.
It's a fashion mullet.
A fascist mullet?
No, not a fascist.
Michael Bolton.
All right.
Okay.
So we do poetry here, amongst many other things. We do have a caller, first time caller, it looks like, from San Francisco, my home area. How you doing, brother Tony, right?
Yeah, very good. Happy night to you.
Happy night to you.
Hello.
Yeah. It's technically I'm about 2 miles out of San Francisco, but awfully close.
Where are you located?
Brisbane.
That's a few miles out of San Francisco.
No, I'm kidding. I just so you know, I'm from Santa Cruz originally, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, same kind of climate. Nice.
Yes. So you got something to share with us?
Yeah, I've got a poem that it's kind of timely for the season. It's actually called November. I wrote it several years ago, and I still like it.
Awesome.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, it's called November. No hiding permitted after Day of the Dead. November light spares nothing. Shadow and sun adhere to designated borders. The air cracks. Across the street, a stooped wife reaches deep into the trunk of a dusty Taurus, hauling to the sidewalk a silver walker. Now the husband, gripping the chilled metal bars, navigates the 30 steps to the clinic entrance, his wife straining to brace the weighted glass doors. Yesterday in my classroom, exuberant Fatima, 15, only 14, 4 months removed from El Salvador, play swooned over my handsome son, who smiled from a color photo on my wall. I see my future. He is my future. And it turns out they share birthdays, though my Andy has had 11 more. She has a point. Gleefully again, he is my future. Even Thanksgiving is gone. Autumn's clarity takes me by the hand, forces my attention to the pseudo-Mexican brick medical building that towers against the blue Pacific sky, demands my lips echo hers. He is my future. And there you go.
Nice.
Wow. Great job, Tony. Thank you.
So I got to ask one question, Tony. I haven't been out to the West Coast, at least that area of the West Coast, in quite some time. Do they still have Casper's hot dogs out there?
Casper's?
Yeah. There was one in Concord that served like the best hot dog on the West Coast.
Okay, well, I have to tell you, I haven't had a hot dog or meat in about 20 years, not since a hot dog at a ball game, and I finally said, okay, vegetarian time.
Nice. So, I'm very proud of you.
Was it actually the hot dog at the ball game that made you
No, it was not. No, that's true. No, that was the last thing to get. I gave up all meat for about a year, except for when I was at the ball game. I just had to have hot dogs.
I can understand that.
Okay. Yeah, part of the deal.
It is part of the deal. I agree.
Well, I thank you for calling our show, and please don't ever stop, because that was a really good poem.
Well, thank you, Tommy. Thanks for doing it. Now I know where you are. You'll probably hear from me again, and I'll be listening.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, good night now.
Good night. If you want to call in like Tony, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now, I'm going to read a poem that was sent in to us this week. This is by Janine Rastal. She has a message that she sent with it. It says, happy anniversary and happy day after Thanksgiving. I thought today would be a good day to send in a poem about giving. This poem is a response to a Facebook group that is sending poems of encouragement to people affected by the typhoon in the Philippines. I've put the details below. I'll give you the link afterwards. And so this one is called May Our Prayers Carry You by Janine Rastal. I can carry you, my feet finding spaces between blankets and debris, my arm a rail that your legs can wrap around. Longer than the walk for fresh water, longer than the day's heat steams the road, and the road presses back, searing my soles. I will hold you to my chest, make my breath your buoy. When darkness collects shadows from tent poles and umbrellas, I will steady my stride, match my rhythm to your dreaming sighs.
Wow.
That was incredible. And it's by Janine Rastal, and this is for a Facebook group. And basically, it's called Poems for the Philippines, and the link is facebook.com/groups/poems for the Philippines.
Nice. Everybody should go check that out.
Absolutely, and there should be a lot more poetry there as well.
Exactly. We've got another first-time caller. Please welcome from Denver, Sadie.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing, Sadie?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. I'm glad you called our show.
I am, too.
Now, Sadie, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you.
Good.
So do you have a poem to share with us?
I do. It's entitled Dandelion Roses.
All right.
All right. So it's the tag, you're it. The homemade mud pies while playing house. The hand holding, despite the cooties. It's a childhood crush. It's Dandelion Roses. It's the, I was thinking of you, the finding beauty in the smallest things, the, I hope this brightens your day. It's the simple, I love you. It's Dandelion Roses. It's the, these are for you, Mommy. The, I think these are beautiful. The hunting for the perfect flower. It's the innocence of a child's love. It's Dandelion Roses.
Nice, nice, nice.
Sadie, very, very good. I really thank you for calling and sharing.
Yeah, no problem.
Well done, Sadie. And I do want to let you know we are going to do the party at the Celtic Tavern down in Littleton if you want to come join us for the after party.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Excellent. You know where that's at? That's like at Bellevue and Federal, right?
Santa Fe.
Bellevue and Federal.
Yeah, right around that area.
Awesome. Well,
Sadie, you're awesome. Thank you for calling. That was great.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, cool. We'll talk to you later.
If you want to call in like Sadie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. I don't know who that was.
I'm feeling just absolutely manic. We've gotten new callers. We've gotten some old familiar friends. This has been a beautiful one anniversary show.
That mania might also be the 7 cups of coffee we had before the show.
You only had 7?
Give us a break. Well, I'll have number 8 going. Okay. So,
yes. All right. We're crazy. We're crazy tonight.
We're crazy like that. So if you want to call in, 303-386-3598. I'm going to do one real quick.
Yeah.
Black Friday always has some connotation to me in my life. The day after Thanksgiving last year, I lost my father. The Phantom lost her father. We're brother and sister. I want to do this in honor of him. This is his writing. This is entitled Last Chorus. The old-fashioned clock, tick-tock, tick-tock, sits on the mantel, tick-tock, tick-tock, counting off meaningless units of non-substantial movement through space, bong. The leaking faucet, poink, poink, ponk, can symbolize the passage of time, ponk, poink, poink. But to what end? And for what useful purpose? Ploink. What is time? Is it the interval between beginning and end? What is the beginning? And what is the end? Do beginning and end exist aside from being limits to man's comprehension? What was before the beginning? And what is after the end? Perhaps just a memory, but who will remember? This is my song, ephemeral, but without end. What? Why? Where? When? How? And to quote the fabled owl, who? And that was written in 1961 or 62 by Mr. Larry V. Smith.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Awesome. Man. So,
what a cool piece. And, you know, and I know sometimes we get heavy on the show and everything, but, you know, I miss your dad. I really do.
I do too. I was hoping he'd call our first show. He didn't quite make it, but I know he's looked down on every show ever since.
Yeah, but you know, he was so proud of you for the show.
You really know what he would have said on the first show, right?
What?
Poets make no money. This is awesome.
Yeah, he probably would have. He'd have probably said the same advice when I was leaving high school and said I wanted to be a poet. He'd have been like, poets don't make any money.
Well,
so
he'd laugh at it now.
Yeah, he would.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. We're still not making money, but we're having a lot of fun.
I'm rolling in, literally rolling in dough. I mean, real dough.
Yes,
like
it's kind of disgusting from my voice. It's kind of strange.
You know, you can actually buy pizza dough for like $2.
What?
And yeah, from like a pizza shop. So that's generally what I do. I spend about $20 to $30 every week and roll around in dough, while wearing a fox costume.
Does it make you feel better?
It's this is why I'm on the radio.
No one wants to see that. No, no one does.
All
we
right.
do have a caller, though.
What? Who's our caller?
A new caller. Ola.
Ola.
Oregon.
From Oregon. Hey, my old stomping grounds, too. Oregon, how are you?
I'm good.
Where in Oregon are you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What city in Oregon are you in?
I am on the Wild Rivers coastline.
Oh, nice. I spent my summers as a kid in Bend, Oregon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So you're going to share a poem with us? This is your first time?
This is my first time.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your first year.
Oh, thank you very much.
And congratulations on the decision to improve your health. That's really cool.
Yeah, I got to trash the ashes, my cousin put it.
I knew eventually he'd come around.
Yeah.
It'll be good for you. You'll be glad in the end.
I'm already feeling a little bit better without all the extra toxins going. I'm still getting nicotine, but that'll subside slowly.
That's all right. Use whatever you need. You'll get there.
Thank you.
So this is my poem. It's called Spider and Fly.
All right.
Spider spent the better part of the day working on her web. It was in dire need of a good cleaning. She noticed that there were places that had torn and needed repair. She was hungry, and she wanted him. Desire in the pit of her belly had grown into a raging fire. It threatened to consume her. She ached for the sweet relief that she knew he could give her. She tried not to think about how much she had enjoyed the last time. The sorry state of her web only served to remind her. The orgy of lust had left her sated and sleepy. She was rested now. Her appetite had returned with a fierce need. She began to tingle with anticipation. It wouldn't be long now. It was just about the right time of day for him to arrive. She could imagine the feel of him, the smell of him. The juices started to run. Ah, there he was. She could feel the vibration. She trembled as he approached. Oh, yes, come. step into my parlor, Spider whispered breathlessly to Fly.
Nice. Well done.
Thank you.
And for your first time doing spoken word art, I got to say you did very well.
Thank you very much.
And we will be talking online also. You're at Writer's Cafe, right?
Yes, I am.
And if people want to see more of your work, and it's quality work, check it out at Writer's Cafe. You look up Olla, O-L-L-A, right?
Yep.
Right on. I look forward to talking to you this week.
I'm sorry?
I look forward to talking to you this week.
Very well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. If you want to call in like Olla, like Sadie, like Tony, like Robin, give us a call, 303-386-3598. All of those were new callers, too.
They were all new callers. I think some of them have been listeners for a while, but that's okay. Awesome. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are listening that haven't called in, and we encourage you to try. It's really not as scary as it might appear to be.
Exactly. You're going to want to be willing to hold over the break because we do have to pay a few bills.
Exactly. Paying some bills.
This is our
country song. The country song.
Hold on. We're being told by our... we're holding.
No,
break?
No, we have a special caller.
We have a special caller.
We got a whole break.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's hold break.
Mama G.
Yes. Mama G.
Hello.
Mama G in the house.
Hey, Mama G, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good. Welcome to our 1 year anniversary. Now, for people that don't know on the outside world, Mama G is the, I was going to say madam, but that's the wrong term, the lady that keeps MSE Radio Network running.
Yes, not the madam, the lady behind the station.
Yes, behind every good man like Robert, there is a lady giggling, and that's her.
Well, thank you. I wanted to call in. I have Richie Rich with me, and we wanted to call in and wish you guys a happy, happy anniversary. Richie Rich has a poem.
He does?
Yay!
Nice!
All right.
It's actually a borrowed poem, but he has a poem.
Good enough.
All right.
Hey, guys, happy anniversary from all of us at MSC. And this poem is actually written by Amy Upchurch. She wrote this when she was 18. She actually is on the Real Talk show every Wednesday night also. And she asked me to read it. She was a little embarrassed to go in there, but she was wanting to see if we could read it off to you guys and get your opinion.
Of course.
All right, of course, always.
Okay, so here we go. What can I tell you of love? It comes pain-filled and beautiful. It comes tricked and disguised. It comes with tears and laughter. So what can I tell you of love? Nothing. My version of love is my own. It will never be seen through the same eyes. For like trees, we share common roots or ideas, but our perspective is always different. Hold on to what is good. Hold on to a love that you believe in, even if the love stands alone. Hold on to love even when it is simply easier to give in. I cannot force someone to love me. Love is a giving thing. It should not be demanded because it is either there or it isn't. All I can do is be someone that can be loved, and the rest is up to them. So what can I tell you of love? Love is a puzzle given to everyone. We must learn to accept the pain as we accept this challenge. I am not one to let the things in my heart go unsaid. Love is a challenge. Give it your all. By Amy Upchurch.
Nice.
Wow.
Very good. Robert, you've got a golden voice, by the way. You should do radio or something.
Thank you, guys. From the bottom of our hearts, we love Michael, Jay Todd, the whole entire crew. And you guys are just a class act, and it's an honor to be associated with you. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you, brother.
And I know you got more calls going in, so I'm going to let you go.
All right. I do want to ask permission. We're going to run a little bit late tonight. Is that all right?
You guys, please. Do what you do.
All right. Thank you, brother.
No pressure.
All right. So that was Robert, the owner of MSC Radio Network, sharing, blessing us with some poetry.
That's right. That was pretty
cool.
Our
boss.
I know.
And
a boss.
He is a boss.
He is a boss.
He is the boss of Internet Radio. He handles his business like a boss.
That's it.
There you go. So we are going to be going to break now. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I need some coffee.
Essex Motors, located on 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300. EssexMotorsLLC.com. Pocket Coupon Directory, savings on food, fine dining, home, personal needs, and much more. DailyPocketDeals.com. My Mom's Pies, located in Niwot on 201 Murray Street. Give them a call at 303-652-6667 or check out their website, mmpies.com.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe this was the song you were asking for.
You know?
Fellas!
It's true.
Sorry.
Well, it was either this one or...
It was a throwback to my club
days. Or I've Got the Power. What was that one?
That was the snap. I Got the Power. He played that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You did. Do you have the... Now, this is a really serious request. Do you have the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles rap?
Ninja rap.
Yeah, ninja rap.
Ninja rap.
From Vanilla
Ninja,
Ice.
Go Ninja, go. Is probably, I'm sure he's going to have it.
Probably the greatest movie of all time. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze.
Oh.
I'll see what I can.
Oh, wow.
Now, you know,
you
it's,
got him laughing it's, hard he's coughing.
It's strange, actually. You know, I used to, as a kid, and this is not a joke, actually, I used to go around asking people if they wanted to know the secret to my ooze. And
oh, no.
I think I always got kicked out of Catholic school for that.
All right.
It's hard to get kicked out of Catholic school, by the way.
Especially when your mom's a teacher, but they almost did it to
She's
you.
The only teacher who kicked me out of class as a kid, actually.
All right, so we do have another caller, and a great caller on a one-year anniversary. She's been a longtime supporter. Please welcome Individuality.
Good evening.
Hey, how are you?
Good, and you?
Doing good. You got something for our one-year anniversary show?
Yep, brand new. It's called Those Things Are Mine.
All right. Something new from Individuality.
I truly believe that you deserve to be incarcerated. Had you had asked for the beat of my heart, I would have graciously gave it. What theft of my things did you think you'd get away with? The stolen beat of my heart, the missing key to my lock, the absent wind beneath my wings, or the loss of all my romantic dreams. I believe that you believe you get away with all my things. Confess it, you was mentally invested over my possessions. Now in incarceration you remain. Cause babe, you almost got away with all of my things. And boo, what did I do to make you think what was mine belonged to you? Man, please understand, until a ring lies upon my hand, my things remain with me. The clutch of my touch is all too much to ever be set free. The way I walk and talk is too extraordinary to be put in the hands of a man that couldn't even ask me. For my heart that still beats, beat, beat. The sound that echoes from the bars that binds you, upholding a cage that confines you. And might I remind you, you're incarcerated because you raided my home. Briskly ran away with my things tagging along. And if that wasn't more than enough wrong, you picked up all my things and left me none. Not a lip to kiss or a vein for blood to run. Ha ha. Must have been fun running with all my things in your trunk. But it's no longer my things your eyes must remain on. The junk in your trunk is not a possession your inmates are obsessing on. So stay on watch all around the clock before someone who can't be stopped gets away with all your things.
Wow. Holy cow. Again, you're bringing it.
You know, in Individuality, I'm going to suggest something. I think maybe you should try really putting some passion, some intensity into your poetry.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe you want to stand up for this one.
No. Wow. I do want to take issue with something that you said in that poem. I just want to let you know, I speak for the entire crew, that from performance one with our show, you had stolen our hearts too. So it fair is fair.
Thank you.
All right. Individuality, thank you for calling our show. Please don't ever stop. Have your grandmother call. Tell your friends about us. We're kind of like Batman. So
let's not even explain what the kind of like Batman thing is and just move on.
All right. So if you want to call in like individuality, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. 386-3598? Did I screw that up? Okay.
No, you did fine.
Now, we have a very special member of our crew. Actually, we have several special
every
members
member of our
crew.
Crew is special.
Well, I've been told I was special many times. I even had my own bus for a while. that will happen again. We have a special member of our crew, though, who studied and trained for many, many years atop a mountaintop, I guess, in China.
Yeah.
He is the haiku master.
He's a haiku master.
It's like a Jerry Bruckheimer intro.
Hi-ya!
There can only be one.
If Will Ferrell were to do an intro for radio, that's exactly what he would have written.
You know, the best part about that is this took me about 10 minutes. And I had to sit back afterwards and go, I think I might have a problem. Because this is
so wrong.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to apologize to anybody that might offend. I'm aware of the jokes. Anyway, okay. So, in case you're just listening for the first time, or in case you need a reminder, every week, the haiku master sits down, meditates for about 3 hours, and then writes three haikus. And this is, generally, it's not really a named theme. It just says it, and then you can send it, you know, to our Facebook or worldpoetryopenmic.net and the contact form. What do you think the theme is? I think this one's fairly obvious, but I think it's appropriate.
All right.
All right. So number one, experience gained. Another level up. Woot. Wiser and grayer. Now, who's grayer? I haven't seen it. I don't see any more gray. Is there some gray? Really? You're grayer?
In my goatee, yeah.
Really? Oh, everybody here is grayer. Yeah. I think I'm just balder.
Well, that's because you shave it all the time. We can't tell
that's,
if you're
that's
gray.
That's true. That's never let them see you bleed.
There you go.
I wear nothing but black and red and shave my head. Okay.
That's a poem.
That
in
rhymed itself.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're a poetry show. Here.
I'm bowing in case you can't see this.
All right, number two.
Number two. Poetic platform. Many haikus have been done. Our poets have come.
All right.
Pretty good one?
Yeah, pretty good.
And last one. A celebration. Happiness will continue. Thank you to all guests. And thank you very much to the guests. Very, very true.
Exactly. All the guests that have called in, all the guests that we've had in the studio, from Wyatt Kane to One Bad Monkey to Anya. Literally, I don't want to miss a name. Everybody that has been a part
still,
of the show. The Silent
Draven
Still.
Draven Gray, been here several times.
Draven Gray, who's probably going to be at our after party also.
Oh, he better be.
Oh, he better be. Bring it on down, brother. Anybody that really wants to partake in that, come on down to the Celtic Tavern down in Littleton. And I just want to thank everybody that's been a part of the show from day one until now. I cannot tell you how much this means to me.
And I want to say thank you to the Haiku Master. Hey! Let's play your theme. You ready? Roll the music!
Oh,
I always just wanted to say that.
Haiku Master! Hi-ya!
And that was a Haiku Master theme. I need to have that on repeat. Every time you call my house, that needs to go off, like through Bose system or something, where it shakes my house.
That would be awesome.
Well, I'll tell you, the weird thing that happened is after I did that, I started thinking, it should be that simple to do a theme song for everybody I know. Then make a whole bunch of individual ringtones. And then I thought, that's a lot of time spent on something completely arbitrary.
I know. So there's still time if you want to call in, 303-386-3598. You heard it right here on the air. We can go a little bit long. We do have a present for all of our listeners also that we're going to do on the way out.
Yes, I'm wearing a gift bow right now in a place I will not mention, and it's all for you.
And our technical producer is looking worried because he has no clue what's coming his way.
Don't worry. It's just going to include some booty shorts.
All right. So who would you like to thank? Hey, boy, is that half squatch?
Thank?
Yeah.
The callers, really.
Yeah.
The audience has been really awesome about this. Real supportive.
really forgiving.
That
yes,
too.
Forgiving
they've been so awesome about this.
Mania. Well, I mean, what better way to have an open mic than to do it over a radio.
Absolutely. And, you know,
what
I think
a great concept.
They've really made this show what it is. I think that was the thing we were so worried about the first time we came on the air. We're like, how are we going to fill an hour? We have nothing. And the thing we had to realize is when the callers start, when they start calling and they enter, and we give them, you know, and they have fun and it's a cool time, then they start telling other people and then they bring amazing work and fill the show.
Oh, yeah.
And so it makes our job easy.
Yeah. It's kind of like that whole Field of Dreams thing. If you build it, they will come.
That's true.
And they have in drones. And we've got another caller. Hello, welcome back to the show, Mr. Dennis from Michigan.
Hello, Jay, Todd.
Hey,
how you doing?
Doing good. I haven't talked to you in forever.
I'm calling back because I was asked to read a poem by our poet friend from India, Raj Kumar.
Okay.
And the title of it is Thanksgiving.
All right.
Whom do I thank for breathing life unto me? Is it you, my mother, or Almighty God, thee? Whom should I thank for sowing love in my heart? Is it you, my lover, or nature played its part? Who do I feel obliged to for giving me this vision? Are they you, my parents, or my teacher's notion? Rivers brought me murmurs. Birds taught me to sing. Hills showed me their majesty. Clouds, flowers to dream. Rainbows taught me colors. Morning sky to paint. Moonlit night splendor evoked thoughts of saint. Vastness of sea and sky handed me humble like grass. No more I see difference with color, creed, and class. Hardly there is any joy without a feel of you. Let my heart be molten standing in the queue. Who will open garden's door and allow me the entry? Why so many guards, my lord, guarded by your sentry? Storyline woven by granny, poems and songs by father. Grandpa showed me how to paint, instruments by my brother. Whom else should I thank for making me what I am today? What language should I utter to make my humble prey? Whom do I thank for breathing life into me? Is it you, my mother, or Almighty God, thee?
Nice, nice. And that's from Raj Kumar all the way in India, right?
That is correct.
And I'm not sure what town, but it's Raj Kumar and Titus and Josephine that are really hopping on board, submitting poems, calling in, that are making this truly world poetry open mic.
Oh, it's so cool. It's so cool to be able to have people from all around the world sharing. And even if it's, you know, it's having the poem read by a poet that they trust that can call in.
Exactly.
It's so cool. We get to hear from all these different, you know, all these different places in the world.
Thank you, Dennis, for sharing on his behalf.
They want to be part of the show, too, and sometimes they just can't connect. Right. And so I volunteer sometimes to step in and read for them. I hope I've done their poems justice.
Oh, you did. You did very well, brother. Quite the spoken word artist, my friend.
Yes, and thank you, and keep on keeping on. World Poetry Open Mic rocks.
Thank you. If you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, we're going to do our job.
Yeah, we got to pay some bills.
Pay some bills!
So, you're listening to KZKO, the Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
You hate those areas of stubborn fat that just won't go away? Slim Ambition Cold Laser Sculpting.
Introducing the all-new Slim Ambition 8-Week Total Body Transformation Program. Finally, an answer to losing that fat.
My name is Tammy, and I want to tell you about my total body transformation. Back in January, I started a series of treatments at Slim Ambition. And here I am, 7 months later, 47 pounds lighter, 5 inches smaller around the waist, and 60 points lower in cholesterol. When I first walked into Slim Ambition, I was a little skeptical, but I was proven wrong. Mark and his team are great to work with. The staff is super friendly and so helpful. I knew the program was working when I got to go shopping for a whole new wardrobe twice. What I like best about Slim Ambition is that not only did it transform my body, it transformed my confidence, my health, and my life.
Sign up now for the 8-week body transformation. Get the tools you need to finally succeed. 24 treatments, meal plan, unlimited access to cardio equipment. More importantly, support and accountability to help you reach your ultimate goals. Call today to book your free consultation, 566-7307.
Get great protection for your wireless devices. Go to mytechdefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. You can choose any design you want, and they will transfer your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at mytechdefense.com or click on the link on kzkoradio.com. Get protected. Tech Defense, protecting MSC every day.
You know, the Phantom may not be here, but there are ghosts lingering around the stage.
I got my tape on, then I got you 3 seconds later. I got you shaking your head, dancing instead of sitting. The rhymes kick.
Cool Modi.
The only musicians will understand when I reference the amount of TR-808 that's being used in this show with the bumper music.
Wow. Using my rap style. That's the 808 kick drum we're talking about, right?
That's it. The Roland TR-808 is the big hip-hop kick drum sound. That big boom, that's what it is.
Yep. Every time I sit down, I hear the kick drum. I don't know what that is.
I'm just saying. That's a whoopee cushion. That's not a kick drum.
Hi-yo! All right.
Are we a morning show? We are not. We are a Friday night show. This is the opposite of a morning show schedule.
This is the...
Yes, but people might be confused by that.
That was.
And we live to make people confused.
However,
if you're in London...
Yeah, if you're in India, we're a morning show.
Is it a morning show right now?
We're Raj's morning show.
I thought we were more like Tony's morning, like serious
early
morning show.
Morning show, yeah. No, I guess we're Raj's afternoon show.
For
Raj.
Tony in the UK, we're kind of like those paid spots to talk about how you need to take a certain supplement or you're going to die.
Don't delay. Call today. Share your poetry with World Poetry Open Mic.
Wow. It's true. Right.
Wow.
It's true.
We have completely gone off the hook. Submission.
Oh, submission. What about submission?
I
know nothing about submission. Okay.
And the wheels have come off.
There never were wheels. This is a slip and slide tonight. Okay. I got to calm down because this is actually a serious piece. This is from a poet who sent in things for a long time to us called Sandra Reynolds. And just a great friend of the show, writes some really cool stuff. This one's called Spreading Seeds. As whispers carry through the trees, old ladies' secrets everywhere. The breezes clap their branches near and tell the news to bumblebees. The talk becomes a bit of tease when winds begin to blow with fear. As whispers carry through the trees, old ladies' secrets everywhere. Then leaves begin to fall with ease and skip along the public square. Go telling those both far and near, before the frost begins to freeze, as whispers carry through the trees, old ladies' secrets everywhere. Then winds of winter start to blow, old ladies' whispers hush at night, when howling winds begin at light, with falling flakes and piling snow. The silence muffled talking so, that news of winter, shocking sight. Then winds of winter start to blow, old ladies' whispers hush at night. The secrets told were things we know, but whispers scatter leaves in flight, and drop a few in yards despite the fences blocking where they go. When winds of winter start to blow, old ladies' whispers hush at night.
Nice.
It's a cool piece. It's called,
well done, Sandra.
Yeah, it's called Spreading Seeds by Sandra Reynolds. She's got some great work. And where can you find her?
If you go to allpoetry.com, look up Sandra Reynolds, it'll bring her right up. She's an amazing writer, amazing person, really.
And, you know, I've gotten to know her a bit through email and through a few times she's called in. Such a cool spirit.
Yes.
And really cool to have her involved.
That's what I like about all our family members. They've got just great spirits. They're just good people.
You know, I think so as well.
So.
Yeah. Except for that guy.
Except for
that Sasquatch. Guy in the back right there.
Yeah. All right. So we don't have any more callers, do we? Do you want to just do our gift?
Let's
and
do the gift.
End it? All right.
Well, let me get set up here.
Yeah, we're going to set up. Basically, the history behind this one, this is our gift because I used to do this at my live open mic. Mike, you used to come in and we'd perform this. And since nobody that listens here actually made my live open mic, I figured we'd dust it off for this one. So whenever you're ready, brother, just go ahead and...
Mike, don't worry about the tuning. Just go for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't tune. Just
you're
go.
Good. No.
No tuning.
No tuning is good?
Tuning? That's an Oriental song.
If you need to tune, go ahead and tune.
Done. I like it.
Okay.
All right, done.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Here
we go. I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck. Things didn't work out, I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east to my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But on the third night I got stranded way out of town, at a cold, lonely crossroad, the rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, and caught a chill when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad when I heard them air brakes come on. I climbed in the cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man, weighed about 310. Stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "The name's Big Joe," and I told him mine. He said, "The name of my rig is Phantom 309. I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac be putting them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig running any line. It ain't seen nothing but the taillights of Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night. Smoked up all his Viceroy cigarettes. When the lights of a truck stop came into sight. He said, "I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go. Cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road." Well, he tossed me a dime and he pulled her in low and he said, "Have yourself a cup on old Big Joe." And Joe and his rig roared in into the night. Nothing flat. He was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and I ordered me a cup. Told the waiter that Big Joe was setting me up. Ah, you could have heard a pin drop. It got so deathly quiet. And the waiter's face turned kind of white. "Well, did I say something wrong?" I said with a halfway grin. He said, "Nah, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. They were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. Could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheel. Well, Joe lost control and went into a skid. And he gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at the crossroads was the end of the line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and again, some high girl come on by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir of Big Joe. Big Joe and Phantom 309. Well done, brother. Well played.
Thank you. That was all done with one hand.
Wow. All right. So we were going to end on that, but we have a very special caller for our one-year anniversary. Please welcome, calling from London, it is Titus. Hello, brother.
Hello there, JT. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm always excited to hear from you.
Oh, it's a happy anniversary as well, I must say. It's your show has moved into my zone, so I'm fully awake at the moment.
Awesome. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent.
In the morning. I mean, I've been listening to this poetry this morning. I think I'm being a little bit personally. I think this is your best show. The poets that have come on, I'm really overwhelmed by. I had to come on, really, to actually join that lovely group.
Oh, thank you.
You know, Titus, I to be fair, we were kind of talking in the break, and I think you might be right. I think this is a pretty cool, pretty great show we have going on tonight.
It's a strong show.
I didn't really want to miss out, but I was rummaging through some poetry, which would probably be befitting of the anniversary, but I couldn't, unfortunately. But I've come across one which I think is my best poem ever. Feel upset thinking about it, but it's a classic natured one about Narcissus. So it's a bit sounds classical, but you'll get a bit of element of the story as it goes on. It's called In One Another's Thoughts. The breeze which first abruptly overstems displays to doves which once were daffodils, disused by manners which left barely laid. A moment when I froze their trumpets lost, conceived to have withheld the extrovert, doves which have sound sensing an array. Floating the caress, their drifts array, adding matching petals lightly with their stems, the showing off the white-spoke extrovert, who'd echoing the featured daffodils, reminding me of those of love's youth lost, her surface like the petals softly laid. The ripples would softer towards me share what laid between us out of reach, that swooned a ray sufficient breeze enough to share ours lost. Am I to allocate the side of stems to you, my sweet encrusted daffodils, whose spiraling controls the extrovert? And from the lake shy slowly's extrovert, who soothes us more directly than inlaid, the while on grass so fetch may daffodils include the pastel shades of those array. Albeit the idle dreams whose so-called stems forgot that doves have idled wanton loss. I edge towards the clearings which have lost love's details for the peace, my extrovert. Arise while spring evolves protruding stems. Arising of the once stood all but laid seems pity shown abundance's array. Such stems would show true yearnings, daffodils. Forever it is spring that daffodils forget that what is time to have been lost. In one another's thoughts does love which stems their fanfares made from trumpets extrovert, as ageless in the ways our fates were laid upon the edge of weather soul's array. The daffodils have grown since where I laid, they leave the extrovert of sound array, since doves are now from lost as those new stems. That what I was about to say conveys on land or lake, the daffodils and doves are frequenting more often for our sake, intrusion of a kind which tends to part, a fling of some acquaintance shown as breeze, disturbing what it is of their cavorts, to honour love which like the lake cavorts upon the slow but aiding set conveys, a love you would be met and like a breeze, a show discerning mood from far off doves whose silence all too far was shown to part, dividing our attention for our love's sake. For if should stems be gathered for the sake of those whose other triumphs seek avorts, enabled to allow what there in part of anything considered which conveys, the suspect on the ground shown rows of doves partitions them windshields to a breeze, their feathers have at escape the breeze sufficient source, encouraged for the sake of lovers, and the petting sounds of doves reminds me that they play here lake cavorts. Too often eyes wide spreading close conveys the evidence of language there in part. She'd only stay a minute, though, to part from asking who she was, the spoken breeze, would spend a lifetime asking more conveys for womanhood to mention for the sake of others that, like daffodils, cavorts, no end of detailed thrills of courting doves. Should spirits be to those who show us doves to have include those solemn hopes as part, where I can pray at least towards cavorts of having heard her whisper through the breeze, where daffodils woo blue for kisses' sake are thereabouts, where each took hold conveys that far off lands define, for which our sake would pass that stage cavorts the show of doves, a breeze from which the sentiment conveys.
Nice.
Wow. It's epic right now. Sorry.
That was a Sistina, right?
Two Sistinas.
That was beautiful. I was listening to the way the words were intertwined. My brother, you are a poetic master, my friend.
Well, if anybody's trying to write a book, a novel, I would think that writing a Sistina from going from poetic to a novel would be a very good teaching curve for anyone trying to write a novel anyway.
Exactly.
I would definitely agree to that, yeah.
Brother, thank you for supporting our show, and thank you for calling in on this wonderful celebration night.
Just for extending that a little bit.
Excellent.
Thank you very much. Bye.
All right. Well, that's our show.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
That was a great show.
It was a great show. In fact, I've been talking to some people online, some different listeners. The consensus is so far that this is one of our best shows to date.
Awesome. Do you have somebody you want to thank before we wrap everything
up? Well, first of all, I would love to thank... I would like to thank DJ Richie Rich. I'd like to thank everybody here at MSC for having us for the last year. I'd like to thank Mark Lilly for actually bringing us to the station the first time. And I want to thank mostly the listeners and the poets who call in to the show. I think you guys are absolutely incredible. If I could ask one tiny favor, if you have a Facebook account, go to Facebook, look up World Poetry Open Mic, and like it.
Like the page, yes.
Like the page. Also, go to worldpoetryopenmic.net. There's all kinds of stuff there. We've got every episode we have ever done on the air, actually, exactly. I think, except for one. We had one that didn't work.
That's all right.
A long time ago.
Yeah, February. We missed a show because there was a
it just didn't
download
record
error. Yes.
Yeah, it didn't record it. All right. So, at any rate, please
but
do that.
Other than that,
stay in touch.
All 49 other shows are there. Check it out. Do you have somebody you want to thank?
No, I already did.
All right. I want to take the time to thank DJ Richie Rich, Mama G, the entire MSC Radio family, Corey, even some of the ones that aren't with us. Ira, thank you for all that you've done for our show. I want to thank Mary Cohn for making this possible. I want to thank JT for standing by me. 16 years, brother, we have worked together, and the tightness shows, man.
It's really awesome. That's awesome.
A decade. I've known you, Mr. Michael. Thank you for encouraging me to embrace my poetic title, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Someone I've known longer than both of you is not here. I want to say thank you to the Phantom for joining our crew.
Absolutely.
I've known her for roughly 29 years because that's how long she's been alive, and I'm her older brother. So, but I want to thank her for joining on. She is developing her skills so well, and I'm a big brother cannot be prouder than I am right now about her. I also want to say thank you to all the callers, to all the future callers who have not tuned in yet. If you're tuning in and you've not heard this show, give us a call next week. Once again, you're listening to KZK. 2 weeks. Sorry.
2 weeks. Next week, we will not be in the studio.
I'm going to be gallivanting around Denver. And I've got to put together a best of show again.
That's right. So while you're listening to the show next week, listen to some great poetry from the last year, basically, right? And just know that Mr. J. Todd Underhill will be listening to the show probably with you.
Yes.
I'll be out acting nefarious and
nefarious. Nice.
Mr. JT.
I have no idea what I do on my nights off.
You don't know because you rarely have a night off.
Just go.
Yeah. Just go. Sko. That's what you do. That's your direction for
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, so you've been listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. We are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution poetry radio. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
We love you.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of change in me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. girl, right today into a black box, and it came out great.